You know, when you run your hands along a plastic sign, you don't get the same sensation you do from running your hands along an old hand-painted sign. Something that's been done by hand. It's got character, it's got soul, it ages quite beautifully. I'm a sign painter and I practice traditional sign painting and gold leaf gilding. It is actually quite rare to find someone in Singapore who does this. As far as I know, I'm the only one who does this full time. Most of my work is in F&B, I would say. It's mostly like bars, hotels. I actually really like the gold job I did at Conrad Hotel in a little cafe they have downstairs. We kind of slowly made our way through the entire restaurant, replacing all the signs. And then when I stepped away, I realized, oh my gosh, that's really cool. Now they don't have stickers anymore. Everything's real gold. With gold, it would be the more challenging one. Sometimes when you make a mistake, you can't go back and fix it. Gold leaf is an extremely delicate material. So if I so much as breathe, the gold leaf will fly and just disappear. If you learn to handle it properly and you get good at it, you're actually saving yourself money. I've got three quite ornate pieces in Novena Church, if you happen to be there. So I was actually quite a little bit nervous as to how people would respond to it, but I'm extremely happy with the kind of response that I get. I had people bringing me fruit, I had people bring me food. I had random people coming up to me and like thanking me and praying for my hands. And I just found that crazy because it's such an intimate thing, right? It was their place of worship and I was painting it. So I was in uni for 8 years in Sydney, and it was there that I discovered the craft of sign painting. I noticed that along their streets and in many of their neighborhoods, a lot of the old signs are being retained. So then I started to realize, okay, there's a human behind all these signs. There's a trade behind all these signs. And I started interning at this workshop that was in a basement along the main street, and that's where I painted my first sign. And I just used sort of markers behind the window, and I had no idea what I was doing. And somehow I think I was so curious and so like, I had this fire in my belly that I just started asking people if they would trust me to paint their sign. I started with the coffee shop downstairs of my house. And then after that, I got more confident, painted more signs, asked more people, painted more signs, learned more things. For a long time, I was unsure, I was on the fence. I wasn't too confident about like, how is a sign painter gonna survive in Singapore, right? My friend Peter, he's a sign painter. When he came to Singapore for a quick course, and I was at that time discussing with him about, you know, hey, I'm not too sure, should I go full time? I'm a bit scared, like, oh, what happens when it's quiet? And then he painted this little poster for me and wrote a little note that says, best of luck, take the leap. And not long after, I did go completely full time. So yeah, that poster means a lot to me. I think being perfect at painting a sign, that used to be something that I would strive for, but it's the beauty and imperfection that I realize I value a lot more than perfection itself. If you get something done by hand, you're the only one who has it. I'm not gonna hate on vinyl though. I do see its merits. I do understand how it's extremely convenient and things like that, but with vinyl, you can get the same result, basically the same result from every single printer you go to. And it feels great to have people understand that, hey, okay, I want something done by hand, not a machine. Nostalgia is never gonna go out of style. I think it reminds you of a time when things were slower, when people took time to make things, when craftsmanship was valued, not just fast, cheap, and temporary, right? Quite the opposite. So I think that's what draws people in. Yeah, and that's what draws me in, at least. Yeah.